AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. This just in, authorities say they have recaptured a Georgia prisoner who escaped as he was being transferred to a different jail to await trial on the death of a rural sheriff. Today was election day around the country. Matt Bevin was elected governor of Kentucky, only the second Republican governor in 40 years.
This is a call out to everyone in Kentucky tonight. Whether you voted for me, whether you didn't vote for me, whether you voted or didn't vote, this is your Kentucky. This is your America. This is our opportunity to come together as one. We have much work ahead of us.
Republican Phil Bryant has won a second term as governor of Mississippi. Joe Gannon, an ex-convict who spent 7 years in federal prison for corruption, has reclaimed the mayor's office in Bridgeport, Connecticut. It looks like the mayor of Terre Haute, Indiana, will hold on to his job with a narrow victory over the older brother of Basketball Hall of Famer Larry Bird if unofficial results stand. A contentious LGBT non-discrimination ordinance in Houston failed to win approval by voters. Ohio voters have rejected a ballot proposal to legalize marijuana for both recreational and medical use. According to figures released today by the state of Florida, nearly 11,000 rape kits have not been tested. AP correspondent Tamara Lush reports officials say the lack of testing may be due in part to a funding issue.
The Florida Department of Law Enforcement has asked for $35 million to hire more DNA analysts and pay them a competitive salary, but it's unclear how much money the department will really need to hire more analysts, and it could take more than $35 million in order to get through the backlog.
The Associated Press has been told tonight authorities will announce tomorrow that a Northern Illinois police officer whose shooting death led to a massive manhunt in September committed suicide. This is AP Radio News. Hillary Rodham Clinton vowed today in Iowa to make stricter gun control into a campaign issue that can compete with the powerful National Rifle Association's drive to preserve gun rights and to put the issue on the minds of voters when they cast ballots on Election Day.
It is one of the most important issues facing us. 90 people a day die from guns. Homicides, suicides, tragic, avoidable accidents.
A $20,000 reward offer is growing for information leading to the capture of whoever shot and killed a 9-year-old Chicago boy. His mother says there was no reason for anyone to kill her son.
All he liked to do was play ball and play his video games. He hurt nobody. I don't know why this had to happen to him.
Tyshawn Lee was shot in the head and back yesterday. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.